Take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Ephesians in chapter 6. This is Father's Day in 2019, and I want to preach on being a good father. That's a hard task to do. There's plenty of fathers out there. It doesn't take anybody to have children. But it's another thing to be a father, be a good father to their children. Let's all stand as we read this just one verse of Scripture. Matter of fact, we'll read four. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's all say it together, okay? Read from your Bible. In verse 1, ready? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That's pretty plain, isn't it? So anybody, doesn't matter how educated you are or uneducated, you can understand that. And the Bible says to honor your fathers as you honor your mothers. And it says the responsibility for bringing up the children is the fathers. This morning's message, fathers, bring them up. Our Heavenly Father, bless as we look at your word. Lord, that we realize that you're speaking from heaven through your word. That's the way you planned it. To preserve the word of God down through the thousands of years that you have given it. Preserve it that we have truth, and then you've called preachers to preach it. Then you've had your children to listen and to apply. You commanded me to rebuke, to reprove, and to instruct. I pray that those things might be done. Help me to be a faithful father and a faithful preacher this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Verse 4 makes it pretty plain. He goes ahead and separates fathers from the rest. He says, fathers, don't provoke not your children to wrath, but what are you supposed to do? Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, the things the Lord has given us. Those children need to know too. And a good father will make sure about that, about their children. That is our charge, right from God, to bring those children up. We've got a lot of psychological doctors out there. We got psychiatrists, we got psychologists, we got everybody that wants to mess around with our mind and tell us what we have, whether we got the id or what we got, you know. And they make up all kinds of stuff that God doesn't talk about. What God does talk about is something that works. We have specialists in raising children. Anybody remember Dr. Spock? Yeah. He said, don't spank your children, and on it goes, and he knows more than God. He's a liar. And I believe he's dead now. Now he knows what the truth is, but he's not comfortable knowing that. That's for sure where he is. Anyway, We're going to go by with the Word of God. We're going to honor God. We're going to believe God. We're going to do what God tells us to do within our lives. That should be your ambition in life, is to put God and God's Word first within your life. Nothing is more important than God's Word. Go to Proverbs chapter 22 if you would. We are going to look at a lot of scripture this morning. So take your own Bible that you brought to church and turn to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs chapter 22. Verse 6 says very plainly, train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. You see, in verse 6, it doesn't say, teach a child in the way he should go. A lot of fathers have tried to bring up their children saying, you do what I say, you go to church, and you make sure you're there. But they're not there. They don't go to church. They don't put God first in their life. That isn't the way you bring up a child. The Bible doesn't say teach them. It says train them. Train them. OJT, what's that stand for?
On the job training.
Any boss, supervisors who know that. It's military terms where it started. And so you need training. That is, here, son, here, daughter, this is how you do this. You train them. You, first of all, have to have control of the subject. You got to know what you're doing. Just don't tell them something that somebody else said to do. That you are interested in your children and you're going to train them. And daily is what's needed. We'll see all about that in the message. Go to Proverbs 17. The book of Proverbs chapter 17 in the Bible you brought to church. Proverbs chapter 17 and in verse 6. Bible says, children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. You see, fathers, your children look to you for what to do right, do wrong. We are looked to as an example. You would expect bad men not to bring up their children right. But you would expect good men, Christians, to bring their children up. Train them. The Bible says, bring them up, fathers. That is your responsibility. If you want the honor of a father, you're going to have to take the responsibility of a father. And so it's important for every man to do that. Now, there's been plenty of good men down through history that didn't bring up their kids right. You can be a good man, but if you don't have your priorities straight, your children aren't going to be straight. Don't blame the kid. They're looking to fathers for an example. It's the way the Bible lays it down. God, He's the one that gives us life. He gives us families.
He's laid down the family unit. The basis of society is the family. And the responsibility for the family is in the father. That's for sure. Like I said, there have been great men. What do you think the greatest man would be there in the Old Testament?
Abraham.
Okay. Man of faith. Think King David is known by everybody in history and so forth, and Christians. King David. Let's look at that. Go take your Bibles and turn to 2 Samuel chapter 3. You see, I'm not preaching what I want. I'm preaching what the Bible says. So if you have a problem with anything, you'll have to talk to God. We'll look at plenty of scripture. So look at your Bible, 2 Samuel chapter 3. We pick it up in verse 2. And if you've got a pen that you've been told to bring to church with your Bible, then you can underline the sons of David as we go through this. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2, and unto David sons born in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon, underline that, of that woman, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess. His second, Chileab, underline that. You go down in verse 3. The third, Absalom, underline him. And the fourth, Adonijah, underline him. And the fifth, Shephatiah. And the sixth, in verse 5, Ithream. So you've got the six sons of David that he fathered. What is David going to do in his life? Go to chapter 13. If you don't have a Bible, you'll be lost and you won't get the message. Chapter 13 and verse 1, it says, and it came to pass after this that Absalom, that's one of his sons, right? Amen. That Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle, sneaky, behind the back man. His son Amnon loved his sister. It wasn't the direct descendant because it was through another woman. Can this get through your head? God wants one man with one woman for life. That's God's plan. How is it that we think we know more than God? And so when you have multiple wives, seven wives David had, do you think things are gonna go wrong? Look at verse 14, would you please? Because in verse 14 he said, "Howbeit he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, Arise and be gone." He raped her sister. And just like a wicked man, he said he loved her, but it wasn't love. He wanted his own way. He wanted his own satisfaction. And once he defiled her, she's no longer a virgin, and he didn't care for her anymore, and he just cast her aside like you'd take out the garbage. Watch out, ladies, girls. That's what's out here in the world. This is 3,000 years ago we're reading about. We're reading about the sons of a great king. How could his sons go so wrong? Shock to everybody what he did. Amnon, he hung around the wrong crowd. It says Amnon had a friend, verse 3. That's all about it. You need to circle that verse, underline it. Unsaved, wicked, subtle friends. They're not your friend. They'll just give you bad advice. They will encourage you to go to the way of the world. And if you don't have a father that cares and keeps you away from those kind of people, you will fall into grave sin within your life. Rape. Look at verse 20. And Absalom, that's the other brother, her brother said unto her, "Hath Amnon thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother, regard not this thing." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. When King David heard of these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, "Neither good nor bad." For Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. Boy, you talk about the cold shoulder. He wouldn't talk to him, his own brother, because of the wicked thing that he did. Now the father, David, he got mad. But you don't read anything that he did anything. What's a good father this morning? Fathers, bring them up. Look at verse 28. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, "Mark ye now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, have not I commanded you, be courageous and valiant." And the servants of Absalom did as Amnon, unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man gat him up upon his mule and fled. And it came to pass while they were in the way, the tidings came to David, saying, "Absalom hath slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left." Then the king arose, tore his garments,
lay on the earth. All of the servants stood by with their clothes rent. We can go on, but the whole idea is he was sorry that his children would act like that. One sin, we're talking about big sins, huh? A rapist. That's a king's son? Well, he's a murderer. What's with his sons? They rebel. Or an idolater. We'll see that. They're not your friends. There was no punishment. Just mourning of the father. Chapter 15, let's go to. Chapter 15, verse 10, we pick it up. It says, Absalom sent spies throughout all of the tribes of Israel, saying, as soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything, and Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gibeonite, David's, that's his father, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gila, while he offered sacrifices, and the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. He rebelled against his own father, the king. Got to watch out about rebellion. Teenagers especially are known for the, quote, rebellious years. Doesn't have to be if you've got good fathers. I want you to notice that David, the greatest king in the Bible, was a bad father. A lot of good men aren't good fathers. Go to Proverbs again. Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs chapter 17. Proverbs 17 and verse 21. It says, he that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. Do you know children are supposed to be a blessing to their mothers and fathers? That's why the commandment is to honor your father and mother. Children aren't to be a burden. You're supposed to rejoice. Good children will give you rejoicing. Man, you'll be good children if you're a good father. Look at verse 25. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him. Now, where do you think children would get the idea of being foolish? Do they see their father being foolish? Bad choices, bad decisions, won't obey, rebel, won't do anything right what the Bible says, what the preacher says to do. Just rebel against the whole thing. I'm going to do what I want to do. Yeah, that'll go over big. That'll work every time.
That's what the Bible teaches, and the Bible's always right. Go to 1 Kings chapter 1, please. I was talking about multiple marriages there before, you know, and divorce and remarriage and all this kind of thing that's popular out here in the world. As I said, there's not only a lot of wicked fathers, but there's a lot of wicked women too. They think nothing of divorcing one and going to another and so forth, just to give a little levity here and in the message. But there was this woman named Sally, and she had lived a good life, having been married 4 times. Now she stood before the pearly gates, and the angel at the gate said unto her, "I see that you first of all married a banker, then an actor, next a pastor, and lastly an undertaker. Why? This does not seem appropriate for a Christian woman." "Oh yes it is," Sally replied. "It's one for the money, 2 for the show, 3 to make ready, and 4 to go." No, God's not for marriage and divorce and remarriage. He's not for that. You got to watch. Also, when you're marrying a woman, all fellas need to pay attention to this, because a guy at the altar, he found out what kind of wife he was going to get just by what she said. And one son said, "My dad and I were talking the other night about love and marriage, and he told me that he knew as early as their wedding what marriage to my mom would be like. It seems the minister asked my mom, 'Do you take this man to be your husband?' And she said, 'I do.' Then the minister asked my dad, 'Do you take this woman to be your wife?' And my mom said, 'He does.'" You find out what kind of woman he was going to marry right off the bat, huh? No, the man needs to be in control of the family and then the children. It's his responsibility to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, as it says very plainly. 1 Kings chapter 1 and in verse 5, I call your attention. It says, "And Adonijah, the son of Higgith, exalteth himself." Who is Adonijah? It was one of the sons of David, you underlined, wasn't it?
Yep.
"Saying, 'I will be king.' And he prepared him chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And his father had not displeased him at any time in saying, 'Why hast thou done so?' And he also was a very goodly man. And his mother bare him after Absalom." When it says goodly, it means that he's handsome. Adonijah he rebelled against his father, the king. He says, "I'm going to be king." And it tells you why he acted like that. What did that verse tell you? Did you read it? You heard me read it. Verse 6, "The father had not displeased him at any time." The father didn't chastise his kids. He did nothing about the sin in the family when the kids did what they wanted to do. He never got them upset. Important that you follow what the Bible says and you make sure you do upset your children so that they don't do things that'll upset you later on. That's only if they do wrong, of course. It's part of chastisement. You're to love your children. You're to care for them. You are to take time for them. You know what was going on with King David, the greatest man in the Old Testament that had power? A king. He didn't take time for his kids. He didn't correct things in the home. He was busy out here and playing the guitar with the sheep on the side of the field. He had his eyes only on Israel and being king and having the temple and everything else. Those are all good things, but your priority in the family as a man is your kids, to be a good father to them. That's what God says. Fathers, bring them up. God puts all of that responsibility on the man. Back in the garden, it was Eve that took the forbidden fruit. And Adam listened to Eve and ate the fruit too. And God blamed Adam. On and on it goes through the Bible. What kind of kids do you want? You want a rapist for a son, a murderer, a rebel? An idolater? Yeah, that happens too. Go to chapter 11, please. 1 Kings 11. Get off in some cult or false religion. Chapter 11, verse 1. Here it's talking about Solomon now. Was he a great king too? Was he a great man? Yes, he was. What about his kids? Was he a good father? Verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1, but, oh, you want to circle the word but, King Solomon loved many strange women. Together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of Moabites, they were cursed by God. Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, that means have relations, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David, his father. Verse 6, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. and went not fully after the Lord as did David his father. Verse 9, the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel. You went after other gods, you read down through there. Solomon was David's son too. Just add that to the list. All the other religions, they're okay. Don't we all worship the same God? Do you hear all that garbage? No, they don't worship the same God. Allah's not God. There is only one God. The Bible talks about He is one Lord. Why did all this happen? Too many wives. He was an example of awful sin. David, what did he do when he was caught with Bathsheba? He killed Uriah, her husband. Sent him out to battle, knew he'd be killed. The key was verse 14 that we looked at before. Why do you do that? There's no discipline. And the kids would get angry because what he did was worse than what they did. The Bible says that we're not to provoke our children to anger. That's what you read at the beginning of the service. Fathers are to be an example. If you want your kids to do right, you do right. If you want the priorities in your kids' life right, get your priorities right. If you want them to make good choices in life, your choices have to be right. If you want them on time, then you got to be on time. If you worship the Lord on the Lord's day, then you're going to have to set that example because you are to be like God in the family as an example of what to follow. David didn't have any discipline with his children. And you read what happened. Go to Proverbs 19. Book of Proverbs chapter 19. Book of Proverbs, great book. You read it through again and again and again and again. Look at verse 18. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. You see, when you spank your kids, when you chastise them, they're going to cry, they're going to pout, they're going to do all kinds of things. Don't spare the punishment because they're crying. Nobody likes to be punished. Nobody likes to be chastened. Nobody likes to be rebuked. Fathers to do all of that. The mother's got her role in the family. I've already preached on Mother's Day. Now I'm preaching on Father's Day. Because they're both in the book. And it's when the father isn't there to be the example and the leader in the family, then the mother has to take that role. Wears her out. Messes her life all up. because a man was weak, rebellious, narcissistic, selfish, wanted his own way, his own pleasure. Life is not about pleasure, friend. Grow up, be a man, and be a good father, an example. That's for every father. Look at chapter 13 in Proverbs. Chapter 13, verse 24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Betimes means early. Ah, that fathers would learn what I'm preaching this morning when their kids were little. You just let that thing go like David did. He's a good man, terrible father. He let that thing go, they were out of hand. That's what we see out here. Praise the Lord for the good kids. Praise the Lord for the kids who grow up to be teens that love God. Going to do right. Hard to see that happen. They need guidance. They need a firm hand. They need a man in the house. As the Bible says, that'll say, why'd you do that? Call them out and call them up short. Just don't let things go wild in the home. The Bible says if you do not have discipline, what's it say there? You hate your son. Is that what it says? I didn't make that up last night, did I? That's not just what Pastor Drake says. That's what God says. And he's right and you're wrong. But he says if you love your son, you'll discipline them early. The time. Works out a lot better that way. Go to chapter 23, Proverbs 23. Take a few more minutes because we're not having an evening service tonight. Chapter 23 and verse 13. It says, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not die. See, they like everybody get involved in the family outside here and not let the family follow God and what God says in the Bible. The Bible isn't talking about taking a big log and wailing away at your kid. You're not talking about child abuse. Talking about taking a switch off a tree. That's what the rod was. Did you ever get hit with a little branch type of thing? It's enough to get your attention, isn't it? That's what God's talking about. The child has to know that he did wrong, and when you do wrong, you hurt. So, I know there's a lot of weirdos, and you get it in the TV broadcast and everything else. And take everything out of context, and every once in a while you get a weirdo family and so forth. That's not in the Bible. They're not following the Bible. They don't love God. They're not saved. they sure are a bad testimony. Bad examples. Can't have it. Clean up your act. David didn't discipline. Good old Dave was out playing the harp when he needed to tend to his kids. You see, you just don't bring the chastisement. You talk to them and reason with them, and you give them wisdom when you do it. You don't chastise them because you hate them. You do it because you love them. My mother did lie to me, though, when I was a kid. She said, "Raymond, you know what you did. Get over my knee." And she said, "This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you." She lied. It hurt. All of these things worked in my life. Get saved. Learn the word. Be a preacher. I didn't have the kind of guidance I needed. My father died when I was 14. I took advantage of that. Rebelled and so forth, all of that. Just like any salvation is a miracle, my salvation is a miracle. That I'm here today, that's for sure. It's important that you give your children responsibility. Under supervision. Junior, go over there and do this and that. That's good. Now just supervise what they're doing and that they do it right. And again, and again, and again. Because they never learn the first time, I'll guarantee you. How many times do I have to preach to you? Even adults, right? Again and again. Yeah. Of course, see, I'd be out of a job if you got it the first time.
Slow learners.
Yeah, slow learners. I hope everybody knows here that you're getting the truth. And I'm not sugarcoating it for anybody. I feel for our young people. They're pampered. They want their own way, and the parents give them anything they want. Stuff their bedroom with all kinds of things. Give them a cell phone, the whole deal. You have no guidance on what's right and wrong. And the Bible says they're not loved by the Father that will not chasten them. I don't have time to go into Eli. You remember Eli, the first priest? Not the first priest, but he was a priest. And his sons were called the sons of Belial. Mm-hmm. They were doing wicked sin right there in the tabernacle. Mm-hmm. Openly, immoral. God killed them. Don't have time to talk about Lot. All he wanted was money. He even go down to the wicked city of Sodom. Sodomy. Homosexuality. Transgenderism. Every other thing that is wicked and filthy, ungodly. Lot was with Abraham before, and he went down right into the cesspool and said, "Everything's okay. Let's accept them." Put money and business before his family and God. He took up the ways of the people of Sodom, the habits of Sodom, ruined his family. Let his own town go to hell. Jehoshaphat, king of Israel, compromised. had fellowship with an evil king. My, oh my, oh my. The Bible is resplendent with all of the examples of good men, but terrible fathers. Didn't deserve any honor at all. Children are looking for leadership. Looking for fathers that love them, care for them, are good examples to them. They know what's right to do. It's a sorry situation when the kids do better than the fathers do. Fathers, bring them up. One last verse, Joshua chapter 24. You can rebel against God, you can rebel against the church, you can rebel against the preacher. It isn't going to change the truth one bit. The truth still stands. You can't run away like a little girl. You got to be a man. Face your sin, repent, and do right. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15. Joshua came to the last chapter of his book, and he told these other men, he said, "And if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Need some men. Need some good fathers. Need some saved fathers. All I can do is preach the truth to you. If God can't speak to your heart and change your life, what you gonna do when they come for you? Death's awaiting, you will face God and give an account on what you do even today. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you that we can know the truth. I pray that you might have your blessing on each person that has heard the Word of God this morning and knows what's right to do. I pray that those that are unsaved, that are lost, will come to Christ this morning. I pray those that are saved will repent, change, obey what you've said, for we will give an account to you. Have your will in the invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.